Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, Fausta May. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 18th of May, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. We've got three active cases, one person in Noble's ICU, no cases, by the way. The future of Corrib Memorial Home. The Steam Packet report is out on Friday. The new boss at M&H, distress at Richmond Hill, and Meet the Keys candidate for Middle Meet. Kieran Hannafin on this flume-free Tuesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. First of my Ewan Gorn.
Tynwald has asked government to work with the Corran Home trustees to ensure residents get 6 months' notice if the facility's future can't be secured. Those in charge say it's not viable to run the facility beyond the end of July, though discussions continue with the Department of Health and Social Care. There's going to be roadworks on Richmond Hill from Thursday, which are set to last around 2 months. Infrastructure officials say it's to improve drainage in the area. A report into the government and the Steam Packet's handling of isolation protocols for island-based crew will be published on Friday. Chief Minister Howard Quayle told Tynwald today there's nothing in the document which needs to be redacted. Further afield, the escalating crisis between Israel and Gaza is being discussed by EU ministers after an eighth night of deadly bombings from both sides. They're due to push for a ceasefire, allowing humanitarian access to the Gaza Strip, where food and medical supplies are running out. In the UK, Boris Johnson says there's no conclusive evidence to say that restrictions shouldn't ease as planned on the 21st of June. He says they're looking closely at data on the India variant and will know more in the next few days. And finally, former England boss Roy Hodgson says he's not sure what his future holds after confirming he'll leave Crystal Palace at the end of this season. He'll turn 74 before the start of the next Premier League campaign. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Ewan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, no warnings out at sea for the next 24 hours across the Isle of Man this evening. Evening sunshine, then clear and dry through the night. A light breeze down to 8 degrees. The mountain road is fine this evening. If you're heading that way for tomorrow, Wednesday, Jacrain, partially cloudy, sunny spells, light breezes, 14 degrees top temperature, the overnight minimum 7 into Thursday. That's when the music starts. Heavy rain on the strong southeasterly, daytime maximum of 11 Celsius. High water was about 3/4 hour ago, sunset tonight 9:20. The low water is 5 to 11, high water overnight, first thing tomorrow morning at 5:15, sunrise 5:09, and low water tomorrow morning 25 to midday.
Find the latest ranges of high-tech windows, doors and conservatories at the Manx Glass and Glazing showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
So there have been no new coronavirus cases as of the latest update from government earlier this afternoon. Currently, there are 3 active cases. One person is in ICU at Noble's Hospital. From the vaccination dashboard, 61,124 first shots have been given, 17,753 second doses. 5,879 people are booked in for the next 7 days for a jab, and the Department of Health and Social Care is holding 12,366 shots of vaccine in stock. Tynwald has agreed to discussions being held and moves being taken to achieve a resolution to the matter of the threatened closure of the Corran Home in Peel. Here's the Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford.
As I've said before, the department is limited in what it can do, but we're even more limited by the time period. So it's important we gauge with the trustees and try to find a solution to this. We're dealing with people whose home this is, as I've said before, and hopefully we can find a way to ensure over the next 6 months that we can try and actually get a solution that benefits everyone.
A point Mr. Hooper made is we must be sure this isn't applying to other places as well. Should the remit should it be widened?
Well, we need to be very careful about widening out remits. This is a very specific issue that has come up in the west of the island, where there is a very valuable home in terms of the Corran home that is very much a part of the community out there, and it is important that we engage to ensure what we can do to see what we see continue the service, or to ensure that the people of the west have access to those care facilities.
The process is going to start straight away.
So the process has already started long before this debate. DHSC has been engaging with the directors and the trustees over the last couple of weeks. I went out to see the working group and some of the families last Friday, and I met with the directors of the Corran home yesterday.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
The Chief Minister says a report into what went wrong over the steam packet crew isolation protocols will be made public this Friday. Howard Quayle was more than a little peeved by some Timwell members today when they asked if the report would be changed before it's published.
As stated, the report was circulated to those that had contributed to the review to enable the highlighting, if necessary, of any factual inaccuracies or misinterpretation of facts, and to consider the practicality of the recommendations. That's not something I get involved with. I only see the report when it's finished. This is standard procedure, and it was for the director of the Audit Advisory to determine what, if any, changes should be made prior to the finalisation of the report and issuing it to myself. So I don't get to say you can't say that, you can't put that in. I just get the final report, and once I've shared it with the Council of Ministers and we've looked at the recommendations, we will be sharing the report as given to me with all the full report with all honourable members and members of the public.
Honourable Member Miss Age.
Thank you, Mr President. Can the Chief Minister just confirm again that the report went in a draft form to some individuals and it's then come back to him in a format that's possibly changed? Thank you, Mr President.
Minister?
I'm sorry, Mr. I'm getting a little bit cross that people are trying to insinuate that the report has been twisted. And I say time and time again, I don't get to see the report until it's finished. It's a standard procedure that you take evidence from people and you do a report. You give them the courtesy of looking at the report to see if there's anything that you, the report writer, have accidentally misinterpreted. That can be challenged by the people who've given evidence. Once that's done, if those challenges are successful, then it's up to the Director of Audit to decide whether he alters the report or not. I have no influence in the altering of the report in any way, shape or form. I only get to see the final report.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The high-speed craft Mananan left Heysham at a minute to two this afternoon. She arrived in Douglas shortly before 4:30. Next trip out tomorrow morning, 8:45 to Heysham, arriving there at 11 o'clock, leaving at 2:15 and back here at about 4:30. The fast craft to Liverpool season didn't start, obviously, with Mananan providing cover for the Ben McCree's current period of extended overhaul. That should run out at the end of May. The Ben should be back in a couple of weeks' time. In the meantime, the motorship Arrow is providing our freight service.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Good evening, it's 22 minutes before 6. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. This is Update, I'm Andy Wint. And ME sufferers and supporters gathered outside Tynwald at lunchtime ahead of a debate in the court at this month's sitting.
I'm here because I'm Duan Corlett's girlfriend, and Duan's had a severe relapse in ME in August 2018. And he was essentially housebound for 2.5 years and has only just been well enough in the past few months to campaign and work towards change for ME sufferers, and namely the promises that the government hasn't implemented over the past few years in trying to bring an ME service into place in the Isle of Man. And it's much needed early intervention to help those with post-viral fatigue, and whether that be those that are suffering from glandular fever or long COVID, and those that have just recently suffered from a viral fatigue, and just trying to make sure that they don't deteriorate further into the debilitating state that my boyfriend Duan suffered. So.
You must be proud of him, the way he's gone about this campaign.
Oh, absolutely, and notwithstanding his obviously disabilities, but he's just so passionate about the cause, and his increasing efforts have just been totally focused on this campaign and trying to help others in need and those that are still suffering like he was. Yeah, it's definitely a testament to his character and going forward, so yeah.
and a few car horns of traffic going past offering their support.
Absolutely, it's just great to see so many people here and for such a worthwhile cause, and for those people that can't make it here today, those sufferers that are still bedbound, housebound, and they can't make it, so those millions that are missing because of ME aren't be able to be here today, and we are representing them.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
The World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Singapore has been cancelled. The WEF announced yesterday it's impossible to hold the event planned for August at the scale which was planned amid uncertainties surrounding global travel and the new coronavirus variants. Its next meeting will be held in the first half of 2022 with location and date yet to be determined. The event, which brings together business heads and world leaders, has already been rescheduled a few times, moved to the Asian city-state from its traditional venue in Davos in Switzerland. Ryanair, Europe's biggest budget airline, is optimistic, notwithstanding a £702 million loss. Bookings for flights are up from 500,000 a week in early April to 1.5 million a week currently, fueling a sense of optimism for Michael O'Leary, the chief of Ryanair, despite those huge financial losses in 2020 as traffic plummeted 81% in the year to March. The BA chief exec, Sean Doyle, voiced similar optimism with thousands of Britons heading overseas from Monday as travel restrictions were lifted to 12 countries that the UK government deemed safe.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks mostly advanced as global markets attempted to break out of the gloomy sentiment. The dollar extended its slide. Oil rose on expectations of demand recovery. Gold eased. And in corporate news, Imperial Brands was in the black after the company said it was on track to deliver full-year results in line with guidance. Vodafone lost ground after it reported lower-than-expected adjusted core earnings. Now, the numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London, FTSE 100 up 0.02% at 7,034. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.07% at 15,386. The trading day continues in New York City and Chicago. The Dow Jones Industrial in the Big Apple down 0.2%. 34,255. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.4% at 13,437. And Ramsey Crookall report the S&P 500 down 0.7% in Chicago at 4,160. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 41.8 cents, €1 16.2 cents, and 19 South African rand 88.2 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold down 0.2% at $1,866 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 0.5%, $69.22.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
16 minutes before 6, and we're very grateful at Update that you've made Update, the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. One of the major routes from the south of the island to the capital is set to be affected by roadworks for more than 2 months. A major project's being carried out on Richmond Hill to improve drainage in the area. The details from Lewis Foster.
This project, government says, is safety critical due to patches of ice and standing water gathering during winter months. There's also what it describes as the increased threat of heavy rain and flash floods in the area, an issue which has reportedly increased recently due to the effects of climate change and risks overwhelming the current drainage system. The closure will be in place from this Thursday until at least it's expected the 24th of July. 24-hour traffic lights will be put in place along certain points of the road, as well as reduced speed limits of 30 miles per hour. Diversions will direct traffic along St. Mark's Road or alternatively the Old Castletown Road. The Department of Infrastructure says during this time, police will be carrying out speed checks along both routes. Infrastructure Minister Tim Baker said the safety of motorists and their passengers is always central to every project undertaken on our road network, and your patience is appreciated while this critical scheme takes place before the colder weather returns. Diversion routes have been improved as part of the department's strategic planning in preparing for this and future works on the A5. In addition, the permanent traffic lights at Anaca have now been reinstalled, which Mr. Baker adds will allow a better flow of traffic between Douglas and the south than in recent weeks.
Manx Radio Sport.
Quarter to six, faster by Tim Glover.
Football St George's have the opportunity to secure third place in the Canada Life Premier League. Corinthians are champion and Russian are guaranteed to finish runners-up. St Mary's are currently in third spot but have completed their fixtures. St George's are 2 points back but have three games still to play. Well, their first opportunity to nail third is this evening when they host Russian at Glencrutchery Road. There are three other matches in the top flight. Peel travel north to play fifth in the table Ayr. Knowing a win will see the Westerners move above Laxey to finish in sixth. Relegated Douglas Athletic complete their season in the top flight at home to Ramsey, and the other side heading to Division 2, St John's, are at home at Mullinicloy against Moran. There are four fixtures in JCK Limited Division 2. Onchan can go level on points with second place Ramsey Youth Centre if they win against Foxdale at Billy Goat Park. Champions Union Mills complete their campaign with a trip to Maloo. Douglas and District travel to Michael, and Paul Rose welcome Braddon. And across, football fans return to Premier League stadiums this evening for the first time this year. Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has urged the 10,000 supporters at their home game against Fulham to be sensible if they hold further protests against the club owners at Old Trafford. Chelsea will be hoping to get revenge on Leicester in a repeat of Saturday's FA Cup final at Stamford Bridge. Both teams need the victory in their race to finish in the top four. Elsewhere, champions Manchester City travel to Brighton and Southampton face Leeds.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
13 minutes before six, the patient transfer plane Loganair's 10 to 5 to Liverpool left 7 minutes late. Should be back on time at 20 to 7 this evening. Mountain Road's absolutely fine tonight. Look out in Ramsey, Glen Elphin Road, South Promenade and Stanley Mount East. We've got some delays there for building work for the lifeboat station, building around Glen Elphin, and also the restoration of the Queen's Pier at Stanley Mount East. Also in Ramsey, look out, section of Parliament Street closed there, diverting via Tower Street and Water Street because of an unsafe building. The temporary lights are back on the main road at Ballasalla near the new houses till the 16th of July. Oristow Road's open, although the work will still be taking place over the next 2 to 3 days. Cool Road's got temporary traffic lights 24 hours a day for telecommunication work. Richmond's Hill work starts, the stuff you heard Lewis talk about, starts on Thursday. Temporary lights going to be back in place until the 24th of July. The top end of Douglas Promenade by Port Jack there by the MER tramsheds. Temporary lights for the next 3 to 4 weeks. They're repairing the sea wall. And also there's a new river wall in Glen Road in Laxey. The Glen Road is closed till the 6th of August. Cope Michael's got temporary lights 24 hours a day for work on the pavements in Main Road. Look around Ballabruey in Douglas, Ballabruey Drive and Avenue. If you see a road closed notice, that's because the Manx Gas are doing upgrade work. And Paul Rose Bridge is closed until next February at least.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside. The Isle of Man General Election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
This year, 2021, is the Isle of Man general election year on Thursday, 23rd of September. 24 MHKs representing 12 constituencies will be elected to sit in the House of Keys for the next 5 years. And on Manx Radio's update, election pledge is to give you the opportunity to hear the voices of all the candidates standing in all the constituencies. And in this update, Kieran Hannafin is an independent candidate standing in middle. He's faced in middle by the independent candidate David Fowler. But here is Kieran Hannafin talking to John Moss about why he's standing.
The Isle of Man, well, the world in general, is becoming a lot more politically engaged or wanting to be. And I think it's become quite noticeable to many that we always have the same kind of politicians in, for want of a better term, always have the same path and the same movement going. And I think in a post-COVID and Brexit world, this next administration is going to be responsible for leading the island in a way where we move forward from it. So we have a chance now, with so much disruption going on around the world already, to be able to fix some of the problems that, for want of a better term, we whitewash over because they're too inconvenient to fix. And I think a different type of mindset and a different type of person with different life experiences should be involved in helping that, opposed to, you know, the same aged man with the same sort of wealth and the same sort of knowledge. They're always going to have the same wants or the same priorities. Whereas if you want something different, you have to vote for something different. So I'm just offering the island something that someone like that.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Nine minutes before six, M&H has appointed Connie Lovell as its new executive director. She takes over a Manx National Heritage from Edmund Southworth, who's retired after 12 years in the post. Ewan Gawne with the details.
Mrs. Lovell is relocating to the island to take up the position in August. Her experience is in heritage and tourism and joins M&H directly from the National Trust for Scotland after nearly 7 years there. Before working for the NTS, she was the chief executive of Mount Stuart Trust on the Isle of Bute and the managing director of the Falkland Islands Tourist Board before that. The trustees and Manx National Heritage team say they're looking forward to welcoming Connie to the Isle of Man and working with her and supporting her in her new role. Mrs. Lovell's appointment comes at a testing time for M&H, with significant investment needed in a number of assets, including the Laxey Wheel and the Peggy. The trustees have also recorded their thanks to Mr. Southworth for the significant contribution they say he's made to the organisation during his 12-year tenure, and they wish him well in his forthcoming retirement.
Tynwald stood in silence to pay tribute to the former First Deemster William Kane, CBE. He passed away earlier this month at the age of 85. His president, Steve Roden.
William Kane was awarded the Tynwald Honour in 2011 based on his national and international work, and in the case of the Isle of Man, he was highly respected for his knowledge of and articles on constitutional reform, with his major contribution being the digitization of Manx legislation. As honorary chairman of the Isle of Man branch of the United Nations Association, he promoted and strengthened relations with other nations. He also made a significant contribution to wildlife conservation, both in the Isle of Man and further afield. He was a founder member of the Manx Wildlife Trust and acted as its chairman for 36 years until his retirement in 2010. He was instrumental in the introduction of the 1990 Manx Wildlife Act, which established the principles of protecting many listed species of animals and plants. Speaking personally, I knew William Kane for over 30 years, and as is the common opinion, he was an absolute gentleman and a Manxman of the highest integrity. The condolences of Tynwald Court go to his wife Felicity and family. Honourable members, would you rise for a moment, silent tribute to Thomas William Kane, CBE, QC, Tynwald Honour.
Dealing with the effects of long COVID has been a roller coaster, according to resident of the Isle of Man, Gemma Wild, who was diagnosed with long COVID and coronavirus last year.
Well, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, really. The headache stayed with me. I got my taste and smell back in about November, which was quite a long time to not taste any food, so I lived on toast and peanut butter. And since then, I've had on and off palpitations, insomnia. My heart rate just goes up ridiculously high. Joint aches.
And how has this affected you and your life?
Well, massively, because I've had to... Well, people tell you to pace. Now, if you're told to pace, you think, OK, well, I'll just sit down in the afternoon and have a cup of tea and take a break. Luckily, I got referred to the fatigue clinic here on the island, and the ladies there explained to me exactly how to pace, because I was struggling to have a shower and then do anything afterwards. So what they advised was I have a shower and then rest for 15 minutes, at least 15 minutes before I even think of doing anything else. Then I'd get up and I'd get dressed and have another 15 or 20 minute break. And that's how my day became. It was literally just sitting down most of the day, or lying down. Some days I just didn't even have the energy to get up.
The stories and news from the Isle of Man every weekday on Manx Radio. It's updated at 5:30. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Ewan Gawn, producer Tim Glover, I'm Andy Wendt. Back, same time tomorrow.